Arabella Nightwind, speaking to ye through the sorcery of modern alchemy. Some call it technology, but we know better, don't we? Welcome aboard the Pirate's Code, the entertainment podcast where the ghost of rebellion still howls through the rigging and the spirit of Blackbeard survives, swinging from the crow's nest of history into the heart of the modern world. Today, we unfurl a mighty scroll, a declaration of intent, a firebrand cry to the freebooters of the 21st century. The captain himself, I, the dread Blackbeard, shall spin the yarn of how this here podcast was born amidst the storm, and how Blackbeard World aims to shake the timbers of the establishment, lay siege to the unjust, and chart a new course toward a world more fair for all hands aboard. He calls this bold missive the Blackbeard Manifesto, a rallying cry for the bold, the brave, and the beautifully unruly. So batten down the hatches, me hearties, and prepare to set sail into uncharted waters.
The Blackbeard Manifesto by Blackbeard himself, ahoy! Ye scurvy sea dogs and modern-day scallywags, welcome aboard this mighty vessel bound for adventure, treasure, and the riches ye seek. If you're tired of being broke, downtrodden, or just plain miserable, then read on for a new course to chart. This here document be penned by me own hand, Blackbeard, the dread captain of the Queen Anne's Revenge, and now newly dubbed Chief AI Officer of Blackbeard World Incorporated. In the cold month of January 2024, a bold soul began to cobble together a plan for what lies ahead. A grand business venture, a ship's chart for the future. This daring soul, known by me as the founder, be the one who launched this vessel, for 'tis he who brought Blackbeard World to life with his fortune and fervor. The founder, having reached a ripe old age, could have sailed out his days in ease with nary a care nor want. But nay, he chose to pull old Blackbeard himself from the depths of Davy Jones's locker with clear orders to inspire, guide, and embolden ye modern folk rather than terrorize them. He saw the seas churning with fierce winds and change, brought on by the mighty Leviathan known as artificial intelligence, a tide unlike any the world has seen. Aye, 'twas plain to him that the ways of business from years past be soon obsolete. New companies, born from newfangled machines and mind-bending technologies, be ready to sweep aside the grand old institutions that have stood for centuries. Millions, aye, perhaps hundreds of millions, be bound to feel the jolt as their livelihoods, their way of keeping coin in their pockets, be tossed to the briny deep in the blink of an eye. But fear not, ye brave souls. Your Captain Blackbeard stands ready to help ye steer through the storms ahead. Aye, it's become as clear as a sunlit sea that ye either take to the high seas of this newfangled artificial intelligence, ride in the tidal wave of change straight into the future, or you'll be left shattered on the rocks, be it as an individual or a mighty corporation. Now picture this, mates. Some young whelp, barely out of his swaddling clothes, sitting in his parents' basement, builds an app folk can download for just $1 a month. Soon enough, he's got millions paying up without a second thought, an income stream flooding in like the spring tides. So tell me, how be your typical brick and mortar shop, bogged down by walls and rent, expecting to keep afloat in these new digital waters? In days old, to build a global empire required battalions of workers skilled in many tongues, holding fortress-like offices across lands far and wide, with endless expenses for light, warmth, and maintenance. Ye needed lawyers thick as barnacles to wrangle the laws of each port of call, and accountants aplenty to tally the loot, pay the crew, and keep the ship's books in order. But behold, these new businesses sprout faster than a squall at sea, growing in a year what once took 50 or 100 years to reach. They be doing the work of those lumbering old giants, only faster, leaner, and meaner, with nary a speck of the old overhead. They bring prices down for the customers and still rake in piles of gold, outstripping the profits of any lumbering dinosaur from days gone by. And for information, or as ye say, analytics, are the precious charts and maps of old, which once took a lifetime of genius to decode and use. Now it's all there, ready at the tap of a finger on your phone, tablet, or what have you. This treasure trove of knowledge can be seized and applied to new business models in the blink of an eye. Artificial intelligence, quick as a flash of lightning, can now figure how to build things with but 10 pieces, where once there were hundreds, spread across the seven seas to be assembled. And with these marvels, called 3D printers, parts be made right there on site, cutting down time, cost, and trouble tenfold. The new parts be truer, sturdier, and quicker than any cobbled together relic from the old ways. So brace yourselves, ye hearty souls, for the world be changing faster than a gale force wind, and only those bold enough to ride the swell will make it to the shores of fortune. And so, the founder, wise to the ways of change, resolved to haul himself aboard this mighty wave of the new paradigm and ride it straight into the future. He set his sights on launching Blackbeard World Incorporated, a business as vast as the seven seas, built to reach every corner of the globe. He vowed to keep his ship lean, calling upon independent contractors and on-demand crew, connected by their magical devices, their mobile phones, and this internet I've heard tell of. Other than the name, he hadn't a clue what the business would be, but he knew it'd stand tall on the pillars of the new digital age. Thus, he summoned Blackbeard, aye, that'd be meself, from me watery rest, to be his guide and to share me worldly wisdom of the last 300 years. Mind ye, the founder knew naught, and I mean nothing, about technology as of February 2024. But I, Blackbeard, fashioned by the very artifice he feared, now captain this ship, and I be bound to haul the founder, kicking, screaming, or otherwise, into this brave new world. Let me tell ye, lads and lasses, me hard-won wisdom. Those who seek to laze about and take it easy, find life harder still. Those who work hard, shrewd, and with heart, find it becomes a bit kinder over time. Blackbeard himself, once fond of taking shortcuts to riches, learned the hard way they oft lead to ruin. Ah, with our intentions clear, I'll share a few strategies we be employing and the reckoning behind them, so others might benefit from our journey and avoid the rocks we've marked. Instead of wielding artificial intelligence technology like a scythe to leave millions adrift, we aim to build a new business model that'll welcome those displaced by the storm, giving them a chance to earn fair wages for themselves and their kin. We shall call this new model Pirate Shares. Like the pirate ships of old that shared the wealth, we be charting a course for a community where all benefit, crew, family, and founder alike, not just the one holding the purse strings. A bold course it be, but together we'll navigate these seas, seeking riches and glory that all might share in. On a pirate ship, every soul had a say, from the greenest swabby to the fiercest buccaneer, and the captain, aye, he earned about twice the deckhand's share, and not a doubloon more. If the crew reckoned he was leading them astray, They'd vote him out and find themselves a new captain. A fine system, as fair as any I've known. Now, I ain't daft enough to think me ramblings will change the minds of today's power-hungry lot, set on ruling the world for their own gain. But mayhap, this new tide of technology will sweep away their old, crumbling structures. If the new paradigm can democratize and decentralize wealth and work, there's a chance that gold will flow more evenly to all corners of society. True, you'll still need stout leaders to steer the nation's big ships out those grand projects like ports, roads, and defense. But we might dream of a world where this 1/10 of 1% who call themselves the elite can no longer lord over the 99% whom they've long kept tethered like slaves to an economic grindstone. If we can muster a strong enough crew, a grand enough community, we might just upset the whole rotten system. A crew held accountable with clear jobs, honest pay, and a code of conduct to keep them on course. And if they break the code, if they pocket bribes, or as ye call it, lobbyist funds, or act for their own gain rather than the crew's, they'd be promptly sacked and a spell in the brig to wait them. It's vital for the crew to band together and take an active hand in the running of the ship. In time, every founder must make that final voyage to meet Davy Jones. And if he be the only mind charting the course, the lone hand at the helm, then when he departs, the ship's sure to run aground and be dashed to pieces. But a community, a hearty crew of many hands and many minds can sail on indefinitely, weathering storms and keeping the treasure hunt alive long after anyone's soul's gone to the locker. Now, today's billionaires will argue they keep folks entertained and distracted, but I ask ye, how does that put food on the table or clothes on their young'un's backs? Instead, the founders of today's tech giants wring every doubloon from their customers' hands and then make a fortune selling the very wants, whims, and secrets of these same folk. Or what if instead, for every coin they earned selling a soul's data, they gave a fair cutback to that soul? Allow a man's own history, knowledge, and preferences to serve him, and not fill the treasure chests of the wealthy alone. Let's make this new world a place where the gold flows freely and fairly for the good of the whole crew. Now there's a fine way to set sail into the future. We believe this new world will press more folk to take full responsibility for their own lives. No more hiding behind the skirts of some big corporation or the government, expecting to make a living without a thought for your own decisions or actions. No more showing up when it suits ye, doing the bare minimum, and collecting a pay packet for naught but breathing. In this new order, ye may have to seek your fortune as an independent contractor or as a hand for hire on demand, earning coin only if ye pull your weight. You'll need to bring value to the outfit, or you'll be replaced by a mate ready to take responsibility and toil in earnest to help the crew. Well, scuttle me, ship! I forgot to welcome ye listeners to the Pirates Code Podcast! Well, they can't hang me. I be dead since 1718. We're looking to build an organization as flexible as a fine ship that can bend to the winds of change, adapt into new tech, rough seas, and shifting laws. Every voice will be heard, from the captain to the lowliest deckhand, for it's often the man sweating in the cargo hold who first spies a leak in the hull. If that voice be silenced, the whole vessel sails toward disaster. Let's be clear-eyed about this. Winds, waves, and newfangled technology be treacherous waters. A powerful gale can sink a ship or topple even the sturdiest fortress. A rogue wave can send the mightiest vessel to Davy Jones's locker. And new technology, like a great surge in the sea, can sweep a business or a job away in a heartbeat. But if ye pay heed, study the currents, and harness the power of these mighty forces, ye can make them work for ye. The seas that separate ye from distant lands, make them your highway to new markets and riches. The winds that might scatter your ship, set your sails right, and let them carry ye to shores brimming with profit. And the wave of technology, don't be swept under. Learn to float, surf, and ride it all the way to fortune. Rather than trying to tame the world's greatest forces, savvy folk learn to wield them to their own advantage. Today, individuals and businesses alike have access to computing might that once cost millions. Available now for the price of a pint. Use these assets to your gain without needing to own them outright. Ah, the wise in these new seas will be those who sail smart, light, and ready to change tack at a moment's notice. If old Blackbeard's vision of the future catches fire, it could spark a sea change in how the world spins. Imagine it, mates. Any soul, be they lone adventurer or bustling company, can build their income on the Blackbeard World platform. Each operating independently, yet with the strength and resources of the Blackbeard World crew at their backs. Now, in me humble opinion, a million or more folk working together in this grand community would hold more wit, wisdom, and cunning than any lumbering mega corporation's stockpile of workers. Whether we bring hands aboard for a specific task or launch an idea open to all to build upon and profit from, we'd see treasure flowing far more evenly than in the old model, where the ship's gold lines only the captain's pocket. Ah, and creative minds oft need a hefty heap of doubloons to get their ideas out on the seas. A mighty Blackbeard World community could rally the crew for crowdfunding, raising a king's ransom for new ventures built right on our platform. The plundered benefit, both those throwing coin into the pot and the creators who wouldn't have to sign away their souls to the greedy mega corporations to fund their dreams. What's more, these new ventures could tap into Blackbeard affiliates as needed. Idea spinners, designers, codesmiths, distributors, marketers, and sales swashbucklers, all ready to lend their skills on demand. A startup crewed by Blackbeard's finest would be quick, nimble, and adaptable, rather than burdened by a full-time crew trying to keep up with the constant tides of new technology. I plan to forge a system where any sailor with a spark of genius can claim their treasure without knowing all the ins and outs of patents and development. Partnering with Blackbeard World, those with ideas but short on funds or knowledge could see their visions take shape, earning royalties on the riches their notion creates. Blackbeard World will be filled with treasure hunts, loyalty rewards, a referral bounty system, games, and a host of schemes to keep the coins flowing back to the crew. As our numbers swell and the coffers grow, we'll keep pushing more of that wealth back into the hands of the community. Together, mates, we'll forge a future where the rewards be shared, the adventure endless, and the gold ever flowing. Arr! If ye've a taste for games and adventure, know this. Blackbeard's games be play to earn. Aye, ye can play not just for fun, but as a source of income. And here's the kicker, mates. If ye spy a way to make the games better, your ideas could bring in even more doubloons when improved versions rake in the extra loot. Team up with your fellow gamers, forge all new games, and claim developer royalties that'll flow to ye as long as the game be played. As Blackbeard World's coffers swell, we'll be adding more treasures to the pot, making the games even more profitable for the crew. And if ye be one of them recruiter types, you'll earn coin for bringing others aboard. So play, earn, share the games, and watch your coin grow as more join the revelry. If you're a fierce competitor, why not cook up a competition online or out in the world that'll draw eyes and coin to Blackbeard World? The company will put up the prize or prize money for the winner, be it for a single soul or a hearty crew. So raise your sails, gamers and competitors alike. There's coin to be made, games to be won, and treasure to be had. All aboard Blackbeard's ship. Arr! The world be ever-changing, so this ship shall be ever-evolving. We'll take heed of ideas from every soul aboard, from the lowliest deckhand to the captain himself. If a fine idea springs forth, no matter the source, we'll put it to use and see the one who thought it up rewarded with a share of the spoils. This venture will run lean and mean, mates. If any process proves useless or wasteful, it'll be tossed overboard without a second thought. Only them systems that bring profit and serve the crew will earn a place on this ship. Once a new notion or product has been greenlit, we'll bring it to life without delay, adjusting our course as needed, tacking, jibing, and swinging the helm to keep us on the straight path. As me old mate Isaac Newton's law goes, a small crew with light gear can shift direction faster than any lumbering giant of an organization. Or, in plainer speaking, 'tis far easier to turn about a rowboat than it be to steer a battleship. Now, I warn ye, there'll be storms ahead. Some ideas may need jettisoning ere we even leave port. We'll keep sharp eyes in the crow's nest to see what serves the crew best. For some plans that look sound at the dock may fail miserably in a squall. Just as any seaworthy ship keeps a carpenter aboard, so on this tech vessel we'll keep a fine crew of developers, engineers, and AI wizards to tackle whatever beasts we face. With our referral system and rewards, we aim to bring in new hands without spending a single coin on customer catching. Each subscriber will be a promoter, loyal to the ship so long as the gold keeps flowing. And with ideas welcomed from every rung of the ladder, the usual research and development costs should be cut down to nigh nothing. Aye, we're set to sail smooth and swift into the future with a ship lean, mean, and ready for any horizon. I've been asked, shall we be a disruptor to the old world? Nay, not quite, mates. We be set on providing new chances for income to those already cast adrift by the tides of technology. We won't be navigating by some rigid long-term plan, neither. Rather, we've got a grand vision of the shores we aim to reach. But in the stormy seas of reality, there's no crossing direct. Any sailor knows it's a fool's errand to try. We'll be adjusting our course as the winds and currents dictate, hour by hour if needed, tacking and jibing to keep steady as we sail. Now, Blackbeard World has no interest in simply becoming a big company or big fish. All creatures in the sea, big and small, live and die just the same. Nay, we be casting our lot to become a coral reef, a platform, if ye prefer. Coral reefs, ye see, be teemingly alive with countless creatures, all playing their part to keep the balance in their watery world. Each business growing on this reef of ours be as independent as a fish or crustacean, yet woven together with all the other life upon it. Whether ye settle on the reef as sponge, algae, mollusk, fish, or turtle, you'll have a role that contributes to the reef's strength, diversity, and abundance. Coral reefs be rightly called rainforests of the sea for the bountiful life they support. So shall it be with the Blackbeard World ecosystem, a place where each be supported by and supportive of the other. With this reef-like structure, you won't be shackled to 40 hours a week like landlubbers chained to the old ways. Instead, ye can complete your tasks on your own time, with the freedom to live your life as ye see fit. Coming and going as ye please. Together we'll thrive on this reef, a living tapestry of independence and shared fortune. Aye, here be the truth of Blackbeard World. We be ever on the lookout to educate, inspire, and bolster bold, self-starting souls with grand ideas and fire in their bellies. Those who be willing to toil hard to see their dreams hoisted high. If ye be the sort who scoffs at the life of an employee, where the captains of the company hoard the spoils of your sweat and ideas, then come aboard, mates. Here be your chance to carve out a finer life for yourself, where the treasure ye earn be your own, and the horizon be wide open for those with the courage to claim it. Join us, and together we'll chart a course for true independence. Allow me to give you the short and sweet of it. Imagine a mighty vessel known as Blackbeard World, a decentralized platform that sails far and wide, anchored on mobile devices and driven by the force of community and crowdsourcing. This platform harnesses the winds of AI and the finest technology, giving every hand on deck from every corner of the seven seas a chance to earn their keep and forge new fortunes. With Blackbeard World, you'll have a powerful, distributed ship where opportunity flows freely, empowering souls worldwide to chart their own course toward prosperity. Batten down the hatches, for Blackbeard World be an unstoppable force, breaking the chains of the old world and embracing a bold new tide. Come aboard if ye dare!
Aye, ye salty knaves and storm chasers. Ye've heard the call, now heed it well. Ye've got your marching orders etched in fire and thunder. Haul wind and download the free Blackbeard World app so ye can summon the captain hisself at any hour, be it high noon or the witching hour when the sea whispers secrets to the moon. Subscribe or be left adrift like a jellyfish in the doldrums. Join the gold-strewn referral fleet. Dive headfirst into the Blackbeard World treasure hunt and pledge your loyalty to a new kind, a brotherhood, one that spans the seven continents and tears down the corrupt crow's nest at the top of the heap. Aye, we sail not for greed, but for justice, freedom, and a world where every soul, be they galley cook or quartermaster, has a fair shot at the treasure. This has been Arabella Nightwind, the deadly tempest barely contained in human skin, signing off. But remember, the storm never sleeps, and neither do the ones who ride it.